The bump in the road hit by government formation talks has given front page prominence in the Irish Times. Deputy political editor Fiach Kelly reports that Taoiseach Leo Varadkar objected directly to Micheál Martin about attacks by his front bench on the government before Fine Gael released a statement accusing Fianna Fáil of damaging the government formation process. Senior Fine Gael figures are now suggesting that Mr Martin should publicly disassociate himself from comments made by TDs Barry Cowan and Thomas Byrne over government election contingency plans. Leap of faith, nation starts first day of new normal. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Independent. The paper tells us that as the first phase of easing the COVID-19 restrictions begins today, there's widespread nervousness amongst health officials that the spread of the virus could creep up again. Health Minister Simon Harris is quoted as saying, "We are not out of the danger zone." The paper also highlights fears that common drugs used for pain relief could scupper the temperature checks that firms are planning to introduce for staff. Ralph Regal reports on concerns that paracetamol and ibuprofen could hide a high temperature, one of the major red flags for the virus. In the Irish News, public health expert Dr. Gabriel Scally writes that the health of the whole island may depend on whether an all-Ireland approach is taken to COVID-19. Dr. Scally is calling for an investigation into the high number of cases in border counties and is critical of what he describes as the nonsensical plan to have 14 days isolation in the Republic and only 7 in Northern Ireland. Height of Madness is the lead headline in the Belfast Telegraph. The paper reports that around 40 revellers were removed by police after all-night parties were staged in a Belfast apartment complex at the weekend. The company which rents out the property said it was completely condemning any breach of social distancing regulations. The Irish Sun leads with a tribute from the wife of a hospital cleaner who died on the COVID-19 frontline. A cleaner, a husband and a hero is the headline there. The government is considering buying a number of the country's 19 main private hospitals and nationalising them in a bid to increase public bed capacity in the health system post-COVID-19. That's according to the Irish Examiner. Daniel McConnell's report says government plans to increase the number of hospitals under the Ireland 2040 Capital Development Project will, if suitable, include the purchase of existing private facilities rather than building new ones. A business leader has warned that one in every three small firms in Dublin city centre may not survive the pandemic. Richard Guiney, the CEO of Dublin Town, suggested to the Irish Daily Mail that pedestrianisation was a way of boosting trade. A photo of a graffiti-stained wall at Sky TV headquarters in Dublin features on the front page of the Irish Daily Star. The paper reports that a Gard investigation is underway after graffiti, which included the name of Daniel Kinahan and the MTK boxing organisation, was sprayed on the wall and footpath at Sky HQ over the weekend. A second series of Normal People could be on the way. Details are carried in the Irish Daily Mirror, which tells us that discussions have already begun between the BBC and author Sally Rooney. Also in the Mirror, a report that former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern is being tipped to appear in the next series of Dancing with the Stars. According to the article, the former Taoiseach has been busy bringing about a vote for independence in Papua New Guinea, but a stint in some glitter and tight pants might be on the cards.